In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we live in a world where we are governed by laws. There are more than 100,000 laws on the books in the United States. We have laws that govern the way we drive, laws that govern the way that we eat in restaurants, laws that govern the way that we can build our houses, laws that govern the way we treat each other, laws that govern the products that we buy. There are many laws. In Jesus' day, when they referred to the law, they referred to 600 more or less laws that the Pharisees upheld. Now, you see, the Pharisees believed that by following the laws, obeying the laws, they would obtain heaven. That's what they had to do. The checklist was there. And there were prescriptions as to how they would wash their hands before a meal, how they were to behave on the Sabbath. So they had these 600 plus laws that all Jewish people were commanded to live up to. And Jesus says, I'm not going to do away with that. But I've come to fulfill it. I've come to fulfill the law. And we have to break open the scripture to understand what he means by this. St. Paul tells us that the law does not save us. So we know, even though Christ is telling us we must obey, we must be submissive to the law, we can rest assured that it's not the law in which our salvation is founded. Think of it this way. The laws are written in books. There are laws written in the Bible. If we break a law, it is the written letter of the law that condemns us. We know from Scripture that no one is perfect. No one is without sin except Christ and Mary, the Theotokos. But everyone else has experienced sin in their lives. In fact, we have a long list that St. Paul gives us in his letter to the Galatians. All those sins, drunkenness, immorality, licentiousness, envy. So under the law, we are condemned. We are not saved because we are imperfect. We're human beings. Therefore, for us, righteousness, salvation, comes through Christ, through the blood that he shed on the cross for us. It is through his act of self-giving to the point of death that we are forgiven, that we're offered salvation. So our salvation is through Christ. It is not through our obedience to the law. Yes, it is necessary that we do so. It is necessary. In fact, Christ admonishes us that if we love him, we will obey his commands. You see here, what comes first? What comes first in that formula that Christ gives us? It is love. Love. If we love Christ, we will naturally obey his laws. We will keep his commands. Our Father tells us in Scripture as well, I will write my laws on your heart. When we think of the heart, Yes, it is an organ in our body, but we also think of the heart as a source of our love. And so this scripture that we have in prophecy coincides with what Christ is telling us, that if we love Christ, we will keep his commands. So he hasn't come to abolish the law, but he's come to fulfill it. And also to offer to us an escape hatch, a route by which we can escape from the condemnation that we had under the law. And that escape route is through Christ himself. If we come to him and we receive him, he is faithful and true, and he will forgive us for those times we have transgressed. And then he says at the end of his discourse in the gospel today that our righteousness must surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees. Now, what is he talking about? He's going back to the very point that the Pharisees placed their hope in obeying the law. They placed all of their hope in fulfilling everything that the law told them to do. Christ is saying, your righteousness has to be more than that. Believe in me. Come to me. I will give you rest. And I will give you freedom from those transgressions of your past. I offer you forgiveness. I offer you my love. Brothers and sisters, may we submit completely to that divine love of Christ who calls to us, enter into me, take on to yourselves my righteousness, because through me is the way to the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.